Good evening and welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia, owner of True Wealth Group, right here on News Radio 102.5 WFLA and AM 540 WFLA. Yeah, that's the theme from The Walking Dead that you're listening to. And while Halloween has come and gone, it is possible for your 401k to be a zombie. We found a fun article on how to assess your 401k and how to bring it back from the land of the undead. First, before we jump in, I gotta say, I don't watch The Walking Dead. I am a scaredy cat. I stay away from the TV. My husband lives and breathes for it starting over. We've only got one of the three of us. Hawk, you watch The Walking Dead?
Oh, yeah. Every Sunday night. It's just kind of a...
It's scary.
I think it's probably my favorite show on TV because I catch myself so many times just going, now what are they going to do? What are they going to do now?
It's the shock factor of the zombies. And I mean, I'm in the next room and I hear the sound effects, Mark, and that's enough. I mean, it's ringing. Oh, it's horrible.
It is. I don't know. It's just, I guess it's a certain taste for that kind of thing. And I've never really been into the horror movies that much.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they're just silly, but this is just...
It's a huge hit.
It's just more realistic because it's just, I mean, even though most of the people on the show they're not from America. They're mostly from, they all talk like this. But then on the show, they talk like they're Americans. I don't know how they do that.
That always fascinates me when they have actors from England or wherever and they interview them on a regular show and they sound like that. And then they put them on a regular show and they sound as American as anybody. It's unbelievable.
I know, that's a talent too, I think, when they can do that, just change their accent completely though.
It is. And you notice Mark is completely silent. Mark, are you not up with your little bitty children watching this horrifically scary show?
No, what I'm watching is the Bubble Guppy Zombies. The Bubble Guppies act out everything, and, you know, sometimes they act out zombies.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
What's going to happen next on the Bubble Guppies?
Mark can comment on all the Disney show stuff, right, Mark?
Well, sometimes I watch it, but I don't see it. You know what I'm saying? You're just sitting there with your kids. You're watching your kids watch it. And,
yeah.
You know, they watch the same show over and over and over and over again. They can actually quote it, and you're just in a daze.
That's so sweet. Well,
you become a zombie. That's what happens. You watch it so much, you become a zombie.
You're a cartoon and Disney Channel zombie. According to this article, Mark, what are the three signs that your 401k is a zombie?
One of the problems, according to the article, is you can't remember the last time that you rebalanced your portfolio inside that 401k. Now, the cure for that is basically to try to rebalance twice a year. Have a set time in your mind. Hey, every January and July, I'm going to rebalance this 401k. Problem number two is you haven't increased your contributions. The cure for that is save as much as you can. You know, you really have to have a plan for retirement. Depending on how old you are and how long you have until you retire, you need to make sure you set aside enough that you can meet your goals. You have to have in your mind, if you're making X amount of dollars, you're probably going to need 70, 80% of that in retirement to live. So you plan, you make your goals, and you try to create that inside the 401k. Now, problem number three, you change jobs without rolling over your old 401k. So, you know, a lot of times when you leave an employer, that's a great opportunity to transfer or do a trustee-to-trustee transfer from a 401k to a traditional IRA. Mm-hmm. And recently, on September 18th, a ruling came down. It was notice 2014-54, and that was the notice that prompted Forbes contacting me about finding after-tax dollars in a 401k plan.
Yeah.
And actually, it's in the November 2014 issue of Forbes. And when I went to Las Vegas, in this convention, Ed Slott held up the Forbes article and mentioned my client and myself because I was cited there.
That's super exciting.
Yeah, so my client was cited. I was cited, and my client was basically profiled.
Awesome.
You know, they interviewed him and he answered the questions. They actually sent a crew out to his house and they took pictures of him. Like he told me like 50, 54 pictures.
Yeah.
And the one I think I saw in the article was him on a golf course with his wife in the background swinging a golf club.
I saw that too on Forbes.com because it's in the latest issue, the November issue.
Absolutely. So he was actually kind of excited about it. And when I was asked, I said, hey, I really need to ask him first. And I asked him and he said yes. And then later they said, hey, will he let us take pictures? And I asked him again. He said yes to that too. So it was kind of neat that he said yes. Now, this guy's that way. He's like a volunteer for, you know, AARP. He helps people do taxes. Mm. You know, he was like the controller of his company that he worked for the 401k. So he had a lot of experience about that. But even though those were his positions and that he's well-versed in those topics, it's still when he came in for an appointment on September 22nd, I'm the one that said, hey, look, this is what just came out on September 18th. Now your after-tax dollars in your 401k can be rolled into or transferred from the 401k to a self-directed Roth IRA, as long as you also transfer the other balance of the 401k into a traditional IRA. And what's good about that is, in the past, when he asked me about it, the problem was the pro rata rules. It would be a difficult thing to do, and there wouldn't be much of a benefit. Now that the IRS, after 7 years, has come down with this ruling, It's definitely going to benefit him, because now he can put his after-tax dollars in what is a very sizable or very large 401k that he has set up for retirement. As a matter of fact, his worry is, what is he going to do with all the money? And he's going to have a strategy to try to leave most of the money to either his kids in charity and less to the government. So that's what we help people do. We're going to help them figure out the best strategy, where to take the money from first, and, you know, like things like stocks and things where you're going to get a step up in basis, or some kind of real estate you might have to get a step up in basis. You might want to leave those to death and take the other things that are highly appreciated, and maybe those are the things you use to, you know, give away or set up in another way.
And you bring up a key point, because you said he was a former controller at his company, yet he has a retirement income specialist. He works with you because he knows that there's always breaking news and changes that he can't stay on top of. You've got the insider ear to what's happening in the financial industry, the retirement planning industry, and he takes advantage of that because it's available to him. So that's awesome that he does care about helping others that are planning for retirement or maybe still working and thinking about their retirement. So it's awesome, and congrats that they gave y'all the little mention at the conference that you went to in Las Vegas. Oh, that's huge.
Absolutely. It's huge to be able to say, hey, I was cited in Forbes. So you know, that's a huge thing. But on top of that, not only someone that's a controller of a 401k plan, you know, and helps people do their taxes, most people that come to see us at True Wealth Group already have an advisor, and yet they still become our clients, because you need to get a second opinion, because not everyone's equal. Not all surgeons are equal. And if you have a surgery you're going to need, you're going to want the best hip replacement guy that you can get, not the one that can just do it.
That's true.
So basically what we recommend is, whether you call us up or you go on to the blog, you know, you want to set up a retirement strategy session, you click the button on the blog, which is on the left-hand side in the yellow button. You can meet me face-to-face, or we can meet on the phone and just talk it out over the phone. So I recommend, Grace, that people at least come in for a second opinion.
Oh, sure. And
maybe they'll find out that they don't know everything, or maybe there's something that they thought was true and their other advisor may have said it. But if they find out that it really isn't true, when would they want to know? They would want to know right away. So there's nothing wrong with coming in for a second opinion, even if you think you already have everything figured out.
And it's super easy to do. You can call 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. And go ahead and set up your complimentary retirement strategy session with Mark. He and his team members are going to take very good care of you. They're going to answer your questions. And he's going to place in your hand helpful resources for you, because he cares about you retiring and enjoying that season of your life, which we all look forward to. That's kind of like our Super Bowl in the distance. Well, speaking of 401k plans, many of us have 401ks, but one of the problems with the 401k, it's a big sum of money, and you have to figure out how it's going to effectively generate income. We've talked about this on the show. Well, one solution is to have an annuity as an element of your retirement income plan. Mark, what do you think of the idea? And if it's not already a part of my game plan, can I still use that strategy?
Yeah, there's lots of things you can do. I think it's best to try to take the 401k after you retire, roll it over into a traditional IRA, and use as part of that a vehicle. It could be an annuity, because you don't have to roll it all over into one thing, but an annuity is a good part to help create that pension. Some people still have pensions. A lot more people don't have pensions from their employers. We used to have something called defined benefit plans, and now we have things that are called defined contribution plans. The difference is, when you work for a company in the past, and still some companies, and you know, sometimes the federal government, they would pay you this pension for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Now we're doing what's called defined contribution plans. We actually have to contribute to the 401k, and sometimes the company matches it. But you basically want to put away as much money as you can. You also want to have control of it. You want to you know, decide on when you're going to take your Social Security. Maybe you're delaying it. So now you have the pension, you have Social Security, and you may not still have enough to meet your retirement income goal. So then you would put some money into an annuity, create an income stream you cannot live for both you and your spouse. And that's just another way to make the money last longer. And even if you spend it all down because you collected all the money you put into the annuity, it keeps on paying. Mm. So the goal of the annuity is to get into the insurance company's pockets, make sure you've collected enough where you got all your money back and then some. And obviously, the longer you live, the more you're going to collect. And sometimes you can get two or three times the money you put in back.
Mm. That's a smart way to work with your plan.
Absolutely. And I think more and more people should at least look at it or entertain the thought. Just think, when you win the lottery, what do they give you? They give you an annuity payment.
True.
When you retire, what are they giving you? They're giving you a pension, an annuity payment. The federal government, through savings plans and, you know, different kinds of plans, they're giving you an annuity payment or an income stream. When you die, it's gone. But not all annuities are that way. So there, most people think when they think of an annuity, hey, I put a lump sum in. If I die tomorrow, I lose all the money. Well, that's an immediate annuity. If they have a fixed indexed annuity that has a income rider on it, that's going to pay until you die. If there's anything left over minus what you've already taken out, your heirs would get. So it's different than the immediate annuity.
And one of the friends of our show is Patrick Kelly. He's a national best-selling author on the subject of retirement. And if you would like to call in and get a copy of his book, Stress-Free Retirement, go ahead and call in and leave your information and request your copy. We're going to hear from him in just a moment, but the number to call is 1-800-7-MARK-72, 1-800-762-7572. You know, some people who are still at risk in the market are finally getting back to around where they were in 2007 or maybe even a little ahead. This is Patrick's advice to folks currently in that position.
The markets have been pretty favorable, and so many people have not only made back what they lost if they stayed in the market. Some are doing better, but I really ask them, do you want to wait till the next disaster before you protect the downside? Wouldn't it be better now that you're back to even or maybe even a little ahead to go ahead and protect all of that now to make sure that you never take a loss again? And if I had one piece of advice that I could leave your listeners today, if I only left them one, they forgot everything else, it would be this: never take a loss ever again. You don't need to. You don't need to get good returns. And that's really what my book talks about.
And like I said earlier, you can get a copy of Patrick Kelly's book by calling the number now. Call us at 1-800-7-MARK-72, 1-800-762-7572. When we come back, we're going to talk some football. Well, kind of. We're going to hear from Hall of Famer Mike Ditka on why so many successful players botch up their finances. Stay with us. The Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia resumes right after this.
Piecing together a successful balanced retirement strategy is like building a house. You can't break ground until you have a solid floor plan. It takes a number of tools, Social Security, Medicare, annuities, IRAs, and 401ks, to pour and set a sturdy foundation. Each brick must be laid one at a time to build the house from the ground up. In between each block, cement holds everything together, much like the financial advisor who organizes your retirement portfolio. Mark Lumia of True Wealth Group can be the architect of your future. He can answer all your questions regarding your retirement so you can weigh risks thoughtfully. Call Mark now for your free retirement portfolio review at 1-800-762-7572. That's 1-800-762-7572. Or visit retirementmark.com. Don't trust your dream house to just anyone. Build from the ground up with Mark and True Wealth Group.